understand today's gospel in the light of maybe a young man who aspires to be a baseball player, and he seeks out advice. And the person would tell him, well, there are certain things, if you want to be a great athlete, well, you can't smoke, you can't take drugs, you can't drink. You have to eliminate a lot of junk food, fatty foods, you know, watch your diet. Okay? Well, that's a minimum for good health. A doctor would tell you that's kind of the minimum. But then, in order to be a great athlete, there's also the positive. You have to eat good foods and exercise and do all these higher things. And for some people, that might be too much. Okay? Well, like in today's gospel, it's the young man who seeks spiritual direction. Okay? And initially, our Lord says, well, keep the commandments. Okay? You shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother. He says, I've observed all of these. And our Lord says, well, if you seek perfection, sell what you have and give to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. And the young man went away sad. And Father Barron says that those are the saddest words in the New Testament. And the young man went away sad. It's really the only case of someone not responding to the invitation of Jesus Christ, okay? Kind of turning him down. Some people say he was window shopping. You see something very attractive, whether it's the life of a saint or some athlete, but then when we see the price tag, we walk away sad. So he was asking our Lord, what is the price of following you? And they say all of us live according to three standards. Father Hardin says the first standard is called ethics, human behavior based on reason. The second standard is morality, human reason and divine revelation. And the third standard is called spirituality, human reason, divine revelation, and the invitations of God. So sometimes God invites us to go beyond the minimum. He invites us to the higher adventure of the spiritual life, okay? To be a spiritual athlete, a spiritual Olympian. Okay? But in order to do that, we have to put away many attachments, distractions, and sometimes that price, like we say, is too high. So Jesus challenges the young man to be spiritually heroic, not to settle for mediocrity. But like we say, unfortunately, the rich young man chooses mediocrity over totality. And Cardinal John Henry Newman says that the key issue for most people is not how can I please God in my life, rather it's how can I please myself without displeasing God. Okay? Like we say, that's the lower bar. Okay? The higher bar, Saint Blessed Kateri Teke Gwitha, who's going to be canonized next Sunday, she had the higher bar. Her motto was, who can tell me what is most pleasing to God that I may do it? Okay? So we can live out that kind of spiritual minimalism that Cardinal Newman describes, rather than trying to please God, to please ourselves without displeasing God. G.K. Chesterton says, it is only when I let go of this world that I can learn to love and enjoy it. St. Augustine has that quote, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance, to seek him is the greatest adventure, to find him is the greatest human achievement. In this season when we hear a lot about freedom, to celebrate freedom really means to put our freedom totally at the service of God, okay? To surrender to Him, to the commandments, but above all, to follow those invitations of God, okay? To use our liberty in the highest possible way is to surrender it all to God, placing it at the disposal of truth, and also to be guided by those invitations that invite us to go beyond, like we say, the commandments, the minimum. So we pray that we might celebrate the gift of freedom that we have by giving ourselves wholeheartedly to the love and the service of God.